On location in Sundance, Wyoming, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 26, 2017. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, Hamvention gets off to a promising start at its new venue. CQ announces its Hall of Fame honorees for 2017, and the Suquamish Tribe hosts the Regional Tribal Emergency Preparedness Conference. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
I'm ARRL member Kelly Miller, K5KTX from Quinlan, Texas, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Official attendance numbers are not yet in, but Hamvention 2017 drew a happy and enthusiastic crowd to its new venue at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center, May 19th through the 21st in Xenia, Ohio. The sponsoring Dayton Amateur Radio Association was forced to relocate the event after the dilapidated Hera Arena in Trotwood closed for good last summer. Traffic jams were the order of the day on opening day, however, with those eager to experience Hamvention's first Xenia outing waiting up to 2 hours in traffic. Traffic flow smoothed out on Saturday and Sunday. Heavy rain on Saturday did not dampen spirits, however, although it did make things a bit dicey in the flea market. ARRL contributing editor Ward Silver, N0AX, a Hamvention veteran, gave the show high marks. "Overall, I would give it a 9 out of 10, just due to the Friday traffic and some mud," he said. "I had a great time, and I think a large collective sigh of relief went up from everybody that it all worked out as well as it did, rain and traffic issues notwithstanding." Silver said Dara did a fantastic job in moving the show from Trotwood to Xenia. The ARRL Expo remained busy throughout the three-day international gathering, which featured, among other things, a Meet the Author table. Visitors also took the opportunity to meet with league board members and staffers, as well as to stock up on new publications and ARRL Field Day gear. More than 100 turned out for the ARRL Member Forum, where moderator and ARRL Great Lakes Division Director Dale Williams, WA8EFK, encouraged attendees to build something, mentor a young person, become a volunteer examiner, and contribute to amateur radio in some meaningful way. Keynote speaker and ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, offered members more information about the revamping of the ARRL Official Observer program, prompted in part by the FCC's closing of several field offices and cutting staff. "We will be retraining OOs," Roderick told the forum. "Instead of focusing on individual offenses by hams, we will focus on patterns of offenses, things that happen routinely. Once we observe and establish a pattern of offenses, then the FCC may become involved." A complete recap of Hamvention 2017 is available on the ARRL website. CQ Magazine has announced the induction of new members to the CQ DX Hall of Fame, the CQ Contest Hall of Fame, and the CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame nominees are traditionally announced each spring in conjunction with Hamvention. Among the many inductees, Bill Moore, NC1L, Silent Key, was inducted into the CQ DX Hall of Fame. ARRL's DXCC manager for more than 20 years, Bill Moore provided a public face for the program at hamfests around the world. He was also a major contributor behind the scenes, heading the transition from DXCC paper records to a computer database, then, years later, guiding a major upgrade to the system that is in use today. Severely injured in a traffic accident in 2014, Moore died last year. Bob Wilson, N6TV, was inducted into the CQ Contest Hall of Fame. An accomplished contester and contestee expeditioner, Wilson's achievements behind the scenes are as significant as those he's made on the air. A regular speaker at Contest University and at the International DX Conventions Contest Academy, Wilson has developed new techniques and technologies to enhance logging and scorekeeping software and to advance single-operator two-radio operating, along with the efficiency of software-defined radios, CW Skimmer, the Reverse Beacon Network, and more. The CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame gained 18 new members. A complete list of inductees can be found on the ARRL website. The U.S. government has filed a civil complaint in the Federal District Court for the Western District of Pennsylvania to recover an unpaid $11,500 fine that the FCC imposed in a forfeiture order 2 years ago on Brian Crow, K3VR of North Huntington, Pennsylvania. The complaint was filed in federal district court for the Western District of Pennsylvania on the basis of Crow's residence. In January 2015, the FCC levied the fine on Crow for allegedly causing deliberate interference. The FCC had linked its enforcement case against Crow with the separate case of Michael Guernsey, KZ80XND8V, of Parchment, Michigan, whom the FCC has fined $22,000 for allegedly causing intentional interference with other amateur radio communications and for allegedly failing to identify. In both cases, the FCC said it responded in March 2014 to several complaints of intentional interference on 14.313 megahertz, and commission agents used radio direction finding techniques to determine the transmission sources. According to the court complaint against Crow, FCC agents in March 2014 tracked transmissions to Crow's residence and monitored them for approximately 3 hours and heard him transmit slow scan television signals and a pre-recorded voice transmission of another amateur radio station on the frequency. The complaint seeks payment of the $11,500 fine plus interest and the plaintiff's costs. Online, via podcast, and on repeaters throughout the world, you're listening to ARRL Audio News. Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
We have a new Oscar number issued this week, TO89. It stands for Tsukuba Science City Oscar and is for the satellite ITF-2. We congratulate them on a successful launch and commissioning of the satellite. Another satellite is on the horizon. This one is JY-1SAT and is scheduled to launch in early 2018. It will have a 436/145 MHz sideband and CW transponder, as well as slow scan digital video. This looks to be a fun satellite. A bunch of CubeSats were launched from the ISS this week. They are part of the QB50 CubeSats. One of the satellites, Lilac Sat-1, is carrying an FM to Kodak 2 9600 BPS BPSK digital voice transponder and an APRS digipeater as well as a camera. The FM uplink is 145.985 MHz with a 67 Hz tone, and the downlink is on 436.510 MHz. The U.S. Air Force Academy satellite Falcon Sat 3 was launched in 2007 on an Atlas V rocket. The satellite operates as an amateur VU store and forward PacSat at 9K6 or faster and will sustain a 1-watt operation. Keep in mind that most CubeSats are under 500 milliwatts. The AMSAT command team is preparing to assume control once the final agreements are completed. Falcon Sat 3 is in a low inclination orbit, presenting opportunities for equatorial and tropical stations. More details coming. Thanks to AMSAT News Service and Drew, KO4MA, AMSAT North America Vice President of Operations, for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
Members of the Kohala Hamakua Radio Club in Hawaii demonstrated amateur radio during the annual Keiki, or Youth Fest, in Kamuela on the Big Island. The April 22nd event was sponsored by the North Hawaii Community Hospital. South Kohala Emergency Coordinator Norm Kohler, NH7UA, and South Kohala AEC Steve Doyle, WH7TW, staffed the booth. An ICOM 706 and a buddy pole were set up on 40 meters to demonstrate regional communication. Although band conditions were poor, they made a few contacts, including those with the Hamakua EC Rick Bowen, AH6RK, and North Hawaii DEC Eric Grabowski, KH6CQ. In ARRL election news, Edward J. Ned Stearns, AA7A, is once again vice director of the ARRL Southwestern Division. Stearns, of Scottsdale, Arizona, served as Southwestern Division vice director in 2005 to 2006. After ballots were counted on May 19th at ARRL headquarters, Stearns topped a field of three other candidates. He succeeds Marty Wohl, N6VI, who decided not to run for another term after serving since 2008. Stearns has served on the ARRL DX Advisory Committee. Since September 2015, he has maintained the World Above 50 MHz Standings page on the ARRL website. Licensed since 1963, Stearns has chased DX on all bands, operated as part of DX expeditions all over the world, and run Moon Bounce from home and abroad. He is active on all bands from 160 meters to 23 centimeters. Northern New Jersey Section ARRL members have elected a new section manager, while members in Utah have re-elected their section manager for another two-year term. Ballots for contested seats in the spring election cycle were counted on May 23rd at ARRL headquarters. In northern New Jersey, Rob Roschusk, KA2PBT of Washington, outpolled incumbent section manager Steve Ostrove, K2SO. In Utah, incumbent section manager Mel Parks, NM7P, was re-elected to a ninth consecutive term, defeating Pat Malin, N7PAT, of South Georgia. Elsewhere in the West Texas section, H. Dale Durham, W5WI of Buffalo Gap, was an uncontested nominee for the section manager position. He has been serving as section emergency coordinator under current section manager Ron Harden, KB5HGM, since 2015, and as assistant section manager since 2016. Harden did not run for a new term after serving since 2015. These incumbent section managers were unopposed in this election cycle and were declared elected. Marty Pittenger, KB3MXM of Maryland, D.C., John Bigley, N7UR of Nevada, Peter Storer, K1PJS of New Hampshire, Bob Baudette, W1YRC of Rhode Island, and Dan Pruitt, AE6SX of San Joaquin Valley. All new terms of office begin on July 1st.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Rana Ont, SM5LBR from Uppsala, Sweden, and I'm listening to ARRL Audio News.
The Suquamish Tribe hosted the 14th Annual Regional Joint Tribal Emergency Preparedness Conference May 1st through 3rd at the Port Madison Indian Reservation at Agate Pass on Puget Sound, Washington. Radio amateurs from Washington, Oregon, California, and Arizona contributed to the success of this conference. The event was sponsored by the Northwest Tribal Emergency Management Council, or NWTEMC. Kitsap County Aries Racy's ACS set up a demonstration station and display tables outside the conference rooms, and many tribal emergency management leaders stopped by for information, to chat about creating a stronger amateur radio presence within their tribes, and to see the station in operation. Kitsap County Emergency Coordinator Mike Montfort, KB0SVF, called his group's participation a fantastic opportunity to build relationships with neighbors. At the Monday General Session, Suzanne Everson, KI7EGE, Regional Emergency Management Specialist at Region 10 Administration for Children and Families, co-presented Administration for Children and Families, How We Can Work With You. Lou Schmitz, KE7RYR, American Indian Health Commission, discussed emergency preparedness toolkits. Among the three radio amateurs to give talks during a breakout session on Tuesday afternoon, Bart Kuz, AE7SJ, founder and lead developer of HamWAN, spoke about the operational high-speed digital network designed for maximum resiliency and survivability, which operates on amateur service microwave frequencies and allows for continuous exchange of data between emergency management facilities throughout the Puget Sound region. And finally, this reminder that ARRL headquarters will be closed for the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, May 29th. There will be no W1AW code practice or bulletin transmissions on that day. ARRL headquarters will reopen for business on Tuesday, May 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We wish all of our members a safe and enjoyable holiday. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or a comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2017 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X, 73, and thanks for listening.